A lesson from the great resurrection chapter of the New Testament, 1 Corinthians 15. Look, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed. In a moment, in the blink of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For this perishable body must put on imperishability, and this mortal body must put on immortality. But once this perishable body has put on imperishability, and this mortal body has put on immortality, then what is written will be fulfilled. Death is swallowed up in victory. Death, where is your sting? Grave, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin. And the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Grace and peace to you from Him who is, and who was, and who is to come. And from the seven spirits before the throne. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. Amen. Easter. It's the oldest of all Christian festivals. The ancient church, persecuted and sorrowful, would hang their heads. But on this day, they would say, He is risen. He is risen indeed. The dead body, torn off the cross, laid cold in the tomb, is now warm and alive and working and ruling and living for you and for me. I don't think there's anything more joyful in Scripture than those words. He is risen, for He is risen indeed. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because there was a bee in the car. There was a bee in the car, and the daughter screamed. And her dad kept one eye on the road as he drove, one hand on the wheel, before he saw his moment and caught the bee in the other hand. And he winced. But then he let the bee go. His daughter screamed again, "Dad, how could you let the bee go? Now it's going to sting me." So on and so forth. Dad said, "Not so. You don't have anything to be afraid of. The stinger is gone." And he showed her his hand. And that's exactly what St. Paul means when he talks about the sting of death. It's exactly what he means when he repeats the words of Hosea in the Old Testament. Death, where is your sting? Grave, where is your victory? Because here is death buzzing along, frightening, scary. It makes us shriek. It makes us mourn. It makes us wail. It stings our eyes. But you and I know that there is no sting for Easter believers. We do not weep and mourn like other men and women who have no hope. We have someone who has defeated death, who has taken the sting upon himself, and who has shown us that there is life beyond the grave, life at an empty tomb, life that does not end, life forever. We heard it. We heard that there was this mystery. We will not all sleep. We will all be changed. And it doesn't take very long either. Although for now it seems pretty difficult, doesn't it? Death sure seems to sting. Death has barbs that hook in and release its worries, its sorrow, and its confusion. We know the sting of death by its lasting results. The gripping thought that we may not see a loved one again. The frustrating anxiety that we didn't get a chance to reconcile with our loved one before they fell asleep. The awful feeling that we weren't there at that person's time or the fact that it seemed to be too young for that person to go. It was too early of a death. And maybe the confusion that looms over us, because even though we've gone to church all of our lives, sometimes we're still plagued with the doubt and the worry and the wonder that maybe this is all there is, and when we're dead, we're gone, and there is no life. Because death, the devil, sin, they want to sting us. As surely as the tears running from our eyelids down our cheeks sting. Death is like an animal that way. Why do we shriek and run away from bees? Well, it's not because of the bee. I mean, what an insignificant little flying bug that is. It's because of the sting that's left in our skin and blood. It's because maybe some of us are allergic, and in that way, bees are deadly. And there are worse stings. Stingrays. Well, hornets and wasps, if we want to go from least to greatest. You've got your jellyfish, you've got your scorpions, you've got things that can kill people out there. And that's exactly how death wants us to feel about it. To shriek and run away. To curl up and cry in a corner. To worry and wonder as if there's nothing afterwards. Or worse, there maybe is an eternity of destruction and frustration. Fire and worm and destruction forever in hell. In fact, if we did sit there and worry, if we did run away and fear death, if that was what our faith looked like, well, that would be not trusting in Jesus, and it would mean death in hell. But not this morning, friends. Not today. The sting has been removed. We're told that the sting of death is, in fact, sin, and the power of sin is the law. It reminds us that this world was not created for life to end. This world was created for continual union and communion with God, walking in the cool of paradise with our Lord. And it was only when God said, "You shall not eat of this tree," and the woman ate of it, that the law had its power. The law that said, "You will surely die." But Jesus removed the sin. He took its punishment. The sting of death was stuck on his body on the cross. He became sin for us. He died once for all, for the many, so that we would have righteousness. But he wasn't a sinner. So there was a problem for sting and death. The law was stuck on him because he wasn't a sinner like all those other people who have died. He was perfect. And so the sting of death couldn't go anywhere else. When a bee loses its stinger, it has no more attack. When death lost its stinger on Christ, it had nothing more to say to you and me. It was just a pretty bee flying around, reminding us that this world isn't all there is. All of our discomfort, all of our confusion, our worries, our cares, our sorrows, and our problems, one day those aren't going to be a part of our lives. One day we're going to be with Jesus. Though we may not know whether we see a loved one again, we know we will see our Jesus again. Though we may have the sting in our eyes about that loved one we didn't reconcile with, God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, including you, at that empty tomb. There is more to come after this. You're a stranger here. This is not your home. Heaven is. Death is just a bee in your bonnet. You know what that's called? That's called victory. Victory that has robbed death at the empty tomb. Victory over death that was revealed at Christ's empty cross. Victory that's revealed to us by faith. Death has been removed along with its sting. Victory says Jesus is risen. He lives. He's risen indeed. So victory says believers too will be raised in glory. What if I'm laid in a tomb one day? What if someone slaughters me? I'm martyred for my faith. What if I bleed for the one who left an open and empty grave? So what? He is risen. It's going to happen very quickly, friends. The trumpet's going to sound. It's going to be a flash. The word is an atomic moment, an indivisible moment in the Greek. It's going to be a blinking of an eye, like the fluttering of butterfly wings. Because we know that out of this cocoon of darkness, we have a time in heaven with Jesus where our wings will be spread. And I mean that figuratively. But when God talks about the resurrection, he's not just talking about the springing of spring. He's not just hinting that bad things aren't so bad and you're going to be okay. He's not just saying that our loss, well, we'll get over that. He's saying, literally, you will have bodily, physical resurrection with Christ. This is no joke, friends. This is no metaphor. This is no fakery. Although it's picturesque, it's true. Death is defeated. He is risen. You will rise as well by faith in the Son of God. Amen.